judge's agenda.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the April 5th, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Going to a public hearing, restaurant liquor license application, G-Cake LLC, DBA Buffalo Theater. Any public comment? Public comment. Hearing none, public hearing is closed. With no unfinished business, new business, can I get a motion to approve the restaurant liquor license application, G-Cake LLC, DBA Buffalo Theater, building located at 235 South Main Street, Suite B.
I make a motion to approve the liquor license for G-Cake LLC, DBA Buffalo Theater, building located at 235 South Main, Suite B.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Well, I just got a question. I understood that they've done this at other theaters, right?
Casper.
And was it Cheyenne was one?
I haven't looked in. I'm rather than Casper Star Tribune. That's when I knew that they tweaked the language of the statute to allow for it at the state.
I see.
Any other comments, questions? That's all I got. With a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Welcome aboard to the proclamation, Office of the Mayor, City of Buffalo, Wyoming. A proclamation from the Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, proclaiming the day of April 27, 2022 as Arbor Day in Buffalo. Whereas the City of Buffalo Tree Board is sponsoring this Arbor Day in Buffalo, and whereas the city recognizes the need for a designated day for all residents to participate in the celebration, and whereas the Tree Board, along with Town and Country Garden Club, State Forestry, and the Boys and Girls Club, will be planting a variety of trees and shrubs at the community garden, and now therefore I, Shane Schrader, Mayor of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, do hereby proclaim April 27, 2022 as Arbor Day in Buffalo and urge all residents of this community to celebrate by planting a tree. Can I get a motion to approve the Mayor's appointment of Greg Cope for the Planning and Zoning Board for an additional 3-year term?
I move to approve Craig Cope's reappointment to the Planning and Zoning Board for a 3-year term.
I'll second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Lease agreement, Buffalo Children's Center. Legal, this is the same as it's always been?
It is.
Yeah. Can I get a motion to allow the mayor to sign the lease agreement for the Buffalo Children's Center for a 10-year term?
Move to approve the lease agreement with the Buffalo Children's Center for a 10-year term.
Second. No motion and a second. Any further discussion?
It's always a 10-year term, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Up next, Lynn Miller. Lynn Miller is not present. Moving on to reports. Legal.
I was aware I sent you a brief report via the email this afternoon. Happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you.
Terry with the Building Inspector's Office.
Mayor Council, we have a planning and zoning meeting next Tuesday. We'll be looking at a couple of rezones on that for the building department. Weather's warming up, so the inspections are coming in for people are getting to work, so that's nice. And as a reminder, we did set the spring cleanup dump days. Those are May 18th through the 21st. City residents can go as many times on those days as they would like. Every day if they want. So just a little reminder of those. Okay.
Chief Cassette.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Just a couple things to report tonight. The last couple of weeks, we've had 5 arrests, 8 criminal citations. The reason I bring up the arrests now is 2 of which were violent domestics. And one of those arrests happened to be actually a probation violation. We received a call, myself, Captain Nicholas, Sergeant Ferris, and Officer Matthews received a call for a subject that was intoxicated and also suicidal. We responded to that location. He was in a vehicle, so we were able to spend a lot of time with him. Ultimately, talked to his probation agent. He was arrested and transported. The reason I bring that up is when you're dealing with those kind of situations, obviously, verbal, just talking to people is huge. So I just want to give you something that was sent to me through his probation agent. If you don't mind me reading this real quick, it was an email that I received the following day. It was to Rod and myself. I'm going to leave his name out. I'm just going to refer to him as his client. He said, Rod and Sean, my client spoke very highly of all the officers / deputies involved in this incident, intoxicated / suicidal, on April 6, 2022. He noted he has never been treated so fairly and with that much compassion from the arresting officers to the detention staff. He was treated as a human and given lots of encouragement that things will get better. Mark noted that he would not be here if it was not for them. Very thankful that he showed up in his time of need, keeping him safe while getting him mental health treatment. It was a very positive conversation that I wanted you both to be aware of and give credit to all involved. Thank you for the work that you do. So just a little something of what our officers are doing, even though we're dealing with violent crime. People can easily get jaded, but yet they went out there. We took the extra time, and this is the result. So with that, I really don't have anything else. If anybody has any questions. No? All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies.
Larry Jubert, Public Works.
Mayor and Council, I've got nothing to report. You got any questions?
How are things going out on Flatter?
I just go down there and keep the snow out.
I'll hook you up. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Brent Bennett, Nelson Engineering. So out on Flatiron, we had an unexpected winter shutdown last week with all the snow. They spent the last couple of days pumping out the storm drain system that they're working to connect right now, but have not gotten connected. And that's right at that intersection of Flagstaff and Flatiron. And today they were out there and rebased that to make it more travelable for the public through there, because due to all the weather and stuff, it kind of got potholed. So they went and put some new road base on that this morning. And MCM, who's a contractor that's working for Charter Spectrum Communications, has been out relocating the communication lines on both the east and west side of Flatiron. As the roads, so for widening that road through there, their lines were in conflict with the widening of that road. So they are getting close to completion of that. They've been out there. They were out there today and yesterday working on some of that stuff. And other than that, they are supposed to be starting back up here in the next day or so to finish that storm drain, and then they'll start in with the overex of the road and start building the road back. And then we'll have some waterline stuff still to do, replacing some hydrants and moving some hydrants. So then that's all in anticipation of widening the road. So they'll be starting up here pretty quick, and it'll be back to business once we get things dried up. And the other contractor on Bozeman is progressing. They're they're on site and going, so hopefully they will continue to make progress.
What do you think the timeline is on that one getting done?
Bozeman. Yeah. So that's Bozeman, and then there's a block on Cummings, this part of that contract mm-hmm. as well. And they have, I believe, and I have to double check, I think it's to the end of July to get both those projects done.
Oh, I thought it was much sooner than that.
I could be wrong. I would need to double check. I think final completion is the end of July. Substantial might be 30 mm-hmm. days prior. But yeah, that's where they're at. While I'm standing up here, I'd like to also thank the Buffalo Police Department and Fire Department for providing some vehicles for the Cub Scouts last night. We had our first responders evening, which was a success. We had about 20 kids out there, and we had the ambulance service, the fire department with the ladder truck, and the police department on site to talk to the kids and kind of tell them what they do in the community and let them check out the vehicle. So it was a good time. So thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Okay. Any oral or written comments? Ms. Miller, would you like to use your time? We're already past yours, but you'll...
I'm sorry. My neighbor's well,
so I got delayed. Well, let's just sneak in.
Hopefully this thing works. I bought my house 2.5 years ago. Beautiful home, great neighborhood, great neighbors, except for one little problem. Phyllis and the neighbor's dog all day. This is inside my house. Doors and windows shut. Another day, another bark. Here's the second dog barking. That's not the first one. Just starting to get to my side yard. This was today. I'm cleaning my flower beds. The other ones you heard was inside my house. My windows and doors shut. I move a dish in my kitchen. I hear this. I walk outside to my deck to do some of my barbecue. I hear this. I've had 2.5 years in my house with a barking dog. I bought a second dog. First dog, puppy.
He was still in my front yard.
How to...
still have to listen to this.
Continue barking. I called the police. They have listened to it. The wife was cited. She came over and talked to me August 4th through August 19th, 2020 to 2021st, 17 text messages about the dogs, and then she had left her husband. So, oh, here's the husband's. So between Thursday, August 19th and today, I sent 46 texts about the dog noise, recording of the dog noise. Police officers have cited both. Police officers have done reports. Animal Control has done reports. I was told I had to get 3 signatures from neighbors to go to city attorney, to go to court. And went to court. He said, no, I don't have a barking dog. The judge sat on it. This was done in December. Again, this started in August of 2020. The judge sat on it until I called for 3 months because he has to go to a different judge because she personally knows the people. So we're into April. This has been going on for almost 2 years. There's multiple calls dispatch, year plus, citations issued, formal complaints, 3 neighbors, pled not guilty, judge sat on it. It's supposed to go on. It's a $50 fine when he finally gets prosecuted. A second fine, the same 12 months, is $75. Then it starts again. So for 2 years, nothing except for me getting migraines. I was told by the judge to get earplugs, turn on music, and shut my doors and windows. I bought a 24,000 square foot lot because I love working in my yard. I built a 16 by 16 garden because I like working in my yard. I have over 500 iris plants and lilies in my yard because I like working in my yard. And so far, you heard what I still have. So what I brought for the city council, you need to do a committee on this, barking dogs and neighbor rights. Right now, I have no rights. I have no quiet enjoyment of my property. I'm trying to sell my house. Three people have come through and go, oh, wow. So now you're taking value away from my house, trying to sell it and move in the country. The problem is, if he's fined the 50 in the same 12-month period, it goes to 75. Then it starts all over again. I have brought you a legal piece of paper that talks about what it should be done with a barking dog problem. It needs to escalate. I shouldn't have to hire an attorney and sue the son of a buck. And that's where we are right now. The city needs to take this in hand and make it a $100 fine, a $200 fine, and not let a judge sit on it for 3 months and then yell at me, I don't know what I'm talking about, don't quote legalese to her. 30 years in real estate, I know legalese on real estate rights. So I'd like to know if the city council will do something, or do I have to hire an attorney, which I really don't want to do. You heard the barking. 8 hours one day. I called it in. The police said he'll be home as soon as possible. That was 6 o'clock at night. I have PTSD. That's not pretty. I might be female, but I was abused. I have PTSD. I cannot take stress. This is stress. This is a man that's responded twice, get over it, dogs bark. He lied to law enforcement, I'll keep it in the garage. He lied to law enforcement, I'll put a bark collar on. I know when he puts the bark collar on, the dog screams one time and then howling. So you got screaming, barking, and howling. I still have the problem with two dogs that bark. I've looked in the trees for squirrels. Sometimes there is, sometimes there's not. The dogs just bark. I talk outside my front door, the dogs bark. My house faces south, there to the north, east of me. I've sat at Billy's house, which is above me. We look down at this one, and his house is reverberating. My house is above this guy. My house shakes. And the judge is above us. His house is probably shaking. Nothing's been done. When I called the police, I said, well, have you gone to the city attorney? Yes, I have. What's happened? Nothing. Nothing. Every time I complain, nothing. This is a city problem. We have several dogs on our area. There's two German Shepherds next to the neighbors, another German Shepherd a little bit further down. They're not psycho like this dog. I've had a Border Collie. I'll never have another one. I've had two. I have a dog. Jimmy? No. Done. He's in my garage when I'm not home. He's in my house when I'm not home. He can barely go out of the house to pee and poop because he likes being next to me. He's a mama's boy. I have a cat. She bites. She doesn't make any noise. But I have this neighbor that is driving me nuts. I'm a good person, but I've had it up to here. So who in the city wants to take this and do something?
Did you hand it up here? We'll take it and look it over.
Now, I went online, and it says what you should be doing as a city. As an individual, it says I need to get an attorney and sue. And it wouldn't be just the neighbor. It would be the city. It really would. So I'm sorry I'm late, but my neighbor came over to talk about it. So I, okay. Thank you. Have a good meeting.
Any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments. Hearing none. Announcement. Planning and Zoning Board meeting, April 26, 1 p.m. City Council meetings, May 3rd and 17th at 5 p.m. Department head meeting, May 3rd at 7 a.m. Budget meetings, April 21st, 26th, and 28th at 7 a.m. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented?
Move to approve the bills as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Come on, I would do it.
I'll second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?